Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Gimel. We're holding the fourth line at the top of the Amud. Most of us could not sleep well last night because we left ourselves in the middle of a kasha. And that was that the Gemara told us that there's a different type, or the different types of chayresh. You have a chayresh with a capital ches, and then you have a chayresh with a small ches. A chayresh with a capital ches means someone that enoy shemeya ve'enoy medaber, a deaf mute, which in the times of Chazal was the equivalent of Nebuch Hashoyte v'katan. He's parted mikol ha-mitzvahis ha-muris batoira, garnish, he's parted from everything, just like Hashoyte, just like a katan. Aha. However, said our Gemara, what happens if you have a chayresh with a small ches, meaning that he is shemeya ve'enoy medaber, or midaber ve'enoy shemeya, he only has one handicap, either he cannot hear or he cannot speak. Ooh, this is an andramas. Then it depends. The gabe hilchos ri'ia, he is potur. He does not have to go and bring his korban oilas ri'ia. However, the gabe the mitzvah of shalmei simcha, he is chayiv. And Tosis on the bottom said not only shalmei simcha, but also shalmei chagiga. Oh, come to chayis, that there's a major difference between the shalmei simcha and the oil asra'iyya. A small chayrish, small ches chayrish, is potter from re'iyya, but chay b'simcha, and everybody was clamoring yesterday, why? Why should there be a difference between the two? Manishtana hadin hazeh mi sharadinam. And that's the Gemara's kasha, top of Gimel Amud Aleph. Maishnal inyan re'iyya de p'tiri, u maishnal inyan simcha de mechayvi. Why is this person who is a chutzi chayresh, he's part of the ear, but he's chay by simcha.
Chay in all mitzvahs of the Torah.
So the ikka shal of the Gemara is the re'ia part, not on the simcha part, because the emissary is mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Not we had the brisa yesterday that if you have a chayresh she'ena medaber, but he shemeya ve'ena medaber medaber ve'ena shemeya, harihen kepikchen lechol divrayim. They have a status like a pikeach. Pikeach means like a regular, ordinary Jew, like everybody, a Tom, Dick, and Harry, no, Tom and Dick, like every single Eden, Klal Yisrael, mechuyev like everybody else. No difference, no better, no worse. So the Gambi Simcha is not a problem. The real problem is why by Re'ia is there a Petur? Jokti, I'll tell you why. The Inyan Re'ia, Goma Re'ia, Re'ia Mehakel. We have a Drosha, a Gzeira Shava, the word Re'ia. Where do we have Re'ia? By uns Shteitach, Sholish Pom Bashona Yeroe Kol Zichurcha. Yeroe is a Lashon Re'ia. And then we have Legabi Parsha of Hakel. Now the Parsha of Hakel is a very, very special, unique mitzvah. A mitzvah that only comes up once every 7 years. It's related in a sense to Shemitah, but it's post-Shemitah. Meaning, as we all know, in another few days, Emet Hashem begins a Shemitah year. Halavai, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be merachem on us, and we should have the Melech HaMashiach come down. And then we'll have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And then at the end of the Shemitah year, a year from now, when it's going to be Sukkis a year from now, in other words, not this Sukkis, a year from this Sukkis, then we're going to have the Zchus that the Melech of Klal Yisrael is going to lane in the Azora, and he's going to lane the Parsha of Hakel. What he lanes, when he lanes, where he lanes, that's Lamaisa beyond the scope of our Gemara.
Yeah.
Anyway, but at the moment, all we have to know is that there's a special mitzvah of Hakel. And what's the Lashon of Pasuk? So the Gemara brings two Psukim which are back to back. Just the Gemara brings them in reverse order. The first Pasuk is what the Gemara quotes on the next line. It says, "Bevoi kol Yisrael le'ro'ois es penei Hashem lekeach v'mokam Hashem yivchar." Tikras ha-toyra ha-zois neged kol Yisrael bi-oznehem. What do we learn? Hakel es-a-omu anoshem anoshem v'yataf v'gercha shebisharecha l'man yishma'u u'l'man yilmedu v'yoru es-Hashem alekeichem v'shamru la-zois es-kol divri ha-toyra ha-zois. We're going to learn this in Yet Shem, not this Shabbos, but next Shabbos. It's in Parshas Vayelech, part of Nisum Vayelech. Aha. Okay. Anyways, they have these back-to-back psukim.
It's for a shemeya event. Ain't a shemeya. What about a guy shemeya?
We have the drush we'll see in a moment.
Oh, okay.
But first we're saying that we have re'ir re'ir. Now, where's re'ir re'ir? By uns in the halacha of oilas re'ir shteitach and posik sholish pambashana yeira'e kol zechorcha yeira'e loshen re'ir. And by the parish of Hakel it says v'voi kol yisrael le'ra'ois es p'nei Hashem alekecha. Oh, so here it says yeira'e, here it says le'ra'ois aydash and re'ir re'ir. Just like by Hakel the din is shemeya ve'enim medaber is potter, as well as medaber ve'enim shemeya is potter. Same thing by uns by the din of oilas re'ir, also you are potter. But the obvious question is, how do I know that I'm potter by Hilchos Hakel? I haven't gotten to there yet. But all we know so far is my din of Oilas Re'iyah over here. When I say Oilas Re'iyah, that's really a double mitzvah. That a person has to appear personally inside the Azara. And V'leiro Fonai Reikam, he's got to bring with him an Oilas Re'iyah. That mitzvah I've now learned Re'iyah from Hakel. Aha. What do we learn from Hakel? About the Bzein, let's learn the Gemara. Nachum Ugomer Re'iyah Re'iyah Mehakel Dechsiv. Hakel Sa'am Wa'anoshim Wa'anoshim Ve'taf Ugsiv B'voi Ko Yisrael Le'ra'ois Ispnei Hashem Le'kecha. So learn up Yira'a Re'iyah Re'iyah. That what? That we are just like Hakel. Freit Gemara. Good. Now we're like Hakel. B'hasim Minolad. How do I know by Hakel that a person who's a Shemei Ve'en Medaber or Medaber Ve'en Shemei that he is potter? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says L'man Yishmu U'L'man Yilmedu. That's the pasuk Hakel Esa'am Ho'anoshim V'anoshim V'yataf V'gercha Shebeshirecha L'man Yishma'u U'l'man Yilmedu V'yoros Hashem L'kecha. Ah, so what do I learn from these two words, L'man Yishma'u and L'man Yilmedu? V'tanya, L'man Yishma'u Prat L'medaber V'ne Shemeya. Because if the whole purpose of Hakel is L'man Yishma'u Mizal Herin, we should hear, he can't hear. He's medaber V'ne Shemeya. So he's off the hook, he is pot. And similarly, Ulman Yilmadu Parat L'Shemeir Ve'enei Medaber. Because the Gemara assumes at this point that a person who has all hearing faculties he can hear, but he cannot speak, automatically he will not be able to learn. And that's what the Gemara assumes. And therefore, says the Gemara, I have two beautiful drashes, L'man Yishmu Prat Medaber Shemeya, L'man Yilmadu Prat Shemeya Ve'enei Medaber. So therefore, just like they are potter behilchois Hakel, now we learn Re'iyah Re'iyah, they're potter behilchois Oilas Re'iyah, and we have fe'enfed our kasha that we were all bothered by the whole yesterday and last night. Why is there a difference by Re'iyah from all other mitzvahs? But the Gemara is bothered by this second drasha, and that is L'man Yilmedu Prat L'Shemei Ve'enim Bedaber. So what you're saying is that a person who can hear, he hears everything, he just cannot speak, he cannot learn. Frank Timara L'Memra D'Chilei Mishtoi Loi Gomar. The word Mishtoi means to speak. When a person cannot speak, he cannot learn. V'anotrei Ilmi D'Habe Shabusei D'Rebi. There were two ilmim. We said already yesterday, ilay means a person who is a shemeya ve'enoy medaber, like the Gemara brought up pasuk uchi ilayim lo yiftach piv, or ishtakel milulei, he cannot speak. So you had Nebuch two people that could hear very well, but they could not speak, who lived in the shechinus of Rebbe. They were miyuchosim b'nei brate the Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, either eniklach of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. The Amrul others say he was b'nei achsei. These were nephews of Rabbi Yochanan, maybe the same Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, or maybe the famous Rabbi Yochanan. Regardless, anyway, the chol hamis to have ayil Rebbe the ben Midrasha, when they saw Rebbe going to Bes Medrash, have ayli, they also went into Bes Medrash. V'yas v'kamayu or kamei, and they sat in front of Rebbe. In other words, first row. And every time Rebbe said a beautiful chiddush, they would nod their heads, you're good, 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 good. And they would mumble with their lips. They couldn't speak, but at least they made some sort of lip movements to show that they were following the shir. When Rebbe saw their tremendous devotion and mesiras nefesh to come to learn, even though they weren't able to speak, they were handicapped. Rebbe had rachmanis in them. Rebbe had oskuzot gans tilim. And asked Rabbi Nishlam for Rachmim, Itzu and Baruch Hashem, they had a refuah. And after they had a refuah, they were able to start speaking, Vishtakach, and they were found to have a gemiri, that they were such tamidei chachamim that they knew gantz hilchisa v'sifra v'sifri v'kula hashas matikem gantz kol haTorah kula. Can you believe it? People that couldn't speak a word until now, now Kadosh Baruch Hu opened up their mouths and they were mouthing Torah 24 hours a day. Gantz shas, gantz shas.
Hilchis is mishnayis.
Hilchis mishnayis. Yeah, mask. He doesn't mean Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was only published a couple of years later. Shas was also published a couple of years later. Okay, Nishkan Afkimet, but you're right. Anyway, so bottom line is, what do I see from this?
See from the Yerushalmi. Every mission is called Halach.
Oh, fair shine. Anyway, what do I see, Taka, from our Gemara? That L'choyra, if the drasha of Laman Yilmadu is, that a person who's a Shemeya Ve'ena Medaber cannot learn, he's not a Yilmadu person. You see from these two Elmim that they were Grois at Tamid HaChomim, they were Yilmadu people. So what's the drasha of Laman Yilmadu? If the drush would be Laman Yilmadu, it would not be a good drush. But rather, Kribe Laman Yilamedu. Laman Yilamedu means not to learn, but to teach. And you can only teach if you're able to speak. You can have the most brilliant goyin, the Godel Hadar. If he can't open his mouth, how can he teach anybody? A teacher, by definition, has to be able to speak. And therefore, if we're going to darsh in the word Yilmadu, as if it said Yilamedu, oh, Habototu Adrosh Laman Yilamedu, that he is not able to speak, and therefore he's not able to teach. And that's the Makoyr Hadrosha to tell you that a person who is a Shemeya, Veinim Medaber, is potter by Hakel, and then Riyah Riyah, he's potter by Oilas Riyah. So Mazutra Zeh, good Kisot. Ravashi goes and brings Azat, Tandi the Messiah. Ravashi says, he's in Hunde Betzenkerach. Ravashi Omar, what you just said now, that's not a Doichit Pshat. That's mamish the emes the kapshat emes la mitzvah shel Torah. Why? Ravashi Amar vaday leman yilamedu. It's got to be. These hokadai dech leman yilmedu. Vekim doy mishtoy loy gomar. And if you're going to learn like we learned originally, that a person who cannot speak cannot learn. Vekim doy shama loy gomar. As well, we had the other drasha of leman yishmu, a person who cannot hear, he also loy gomar cannot learn. Is hay leman yishmu nafka? We should be able to learn both of them from leman yishmu. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara in the Havamina, we have thought leman yishmu is as a gzeiros hakosev, not so much with a svar. The Torah says that the inyan of hakel is leman yishmu, that you should be able to hear. A person who cannot hear, so then the whole purpose falls away. So he's potter. So the Gemara, no. Pshat leman yishmu is that we want a person to be able to hear the Torah, and as a result, that he should learn the Torah which he heard. And therefore, the leman yishmu is not so much to exclude the physical handicap of not being able to listen, not being able to hear, but it's excluding a person that's not able to learn because of a physical handicap, whatever it happens to be. If he is handicapped in such a way that he cannot learn, zok leman yishmu, you are exempt. And if that's the case, Dr. Ravashi, so then not only can I exclude the person who is an Einoi Shemeya, but he is a Medaber, but according to our Havamina, you can also exclude a person who is a Shemeya, the Einoi Medaber. According to the Havamina, that person cannot learn, I don't need a special Laman Yilmadu to Laafuke. I can learn both of them from Laman Yishmu, because Laman Yishmu is not just to exclude non-hearing people. It's to exclude a person who, as a result of a physical handicap, cannot learn. Whether the handicap is that he cannot hear or that he cannot speak, the chayr in the same category.
So yishmu, tak in English, was hearing is to understanding,
to discern, to listen, not just to hear physically.
Shma Yisrael.
To deheren. Deheren, not to heren, but to deheren. See, if that's the case, what do I need the Braise to tell you? Both Laman Yishmo and Laman Yilmadu. Rabbi Brian, if you want to join us at the at the kiddie table, that's the head table by Barry and Bob Doctor. Anyway, so the Gemara says, "El avadai Laman Yilamedu." Mushdach zayin that when the Braise did split it up between Laman Yishmo and Laman Yilmadu, that the Braise was taker focusing on Laman Yilamedu. And therefore Laman Yishmo lafuke, a person who can't here, he doesn't have Shmiya. Laman Yilamedu, a person that cannot teach because he doesn't have Dibor. It's Akaraya, it's not Laman Yilmadu, it's Laman Yilamedu. Anyway, with this we have finished the first segment of our Gemara today. We asked a Gvaldi Yikasha, why is there a difference by this mini Chedesh, as a Chutzi Chedesh, why by Re'iyah is he potter and everywhere else he's chayiv? Here he's potter because of Re'iyah, Re'iyah mehakel. How do I know by hakel you're potter? L'man yishmu, l'man yilamedu, like we just went through.
It yeah. says hakel, l'um and amenas l'alamet.
Yeah.
That's the learning. Tzadik mitpelt.
Zayegit, zayegit. Now who were these ilmi? Jacques Tuchdossi, the Gemara brought these two ilmi, right, Mendy? The Gemara brought these ilmi that came from the Rebbe. They the ilmi. Bring Tuchdossi, the Ben Yoyoda. He says, Ayin Pei Ayin. I'm not sure what the name of Pei Ayin is. The name of a Sefer Priyay, the name of a Sefer Pei Ayin. Shehoyu, these two ilmi were Gilgul of Eldad Umeidad. How do I know that? The Nir Mizu Beis Oisiyoy Shel Eldad Umeidad. Notice Eldad Umeidad, the Dalet Dalet is the same in both of them. What's the difference by the two? The first Eldad is Aleph Lamid, and Meidad is Mem Yud. You take together Aleph Lamid, Mem Yud, you have Elmi, but Oisiyoy Shel Mi. The Nirli, Hoyu Vigilu Nivu Asan Bedibur Bepiem. After all, they were two that were not part of the 72, and therefore they should have not been misnabei b'rabim. And that's what Yeshua is complaining to Moshe Eldad Umeida misnabei machne. So therefore, they shouldn't have been misnabei. Nasa ilmi Kodesh Baruch Hu took away their power of neither can I give me that, and therefore became ilmi. Aye, b'hoyil b'hoyil zebava Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's why they became ilmi. Lakach rufuasim hoyis ayedei Rabbeinu akadosh Rabbi shahoyi bebchinas Moshe Rabbeinu. How because Chazal tell us, me mois Moshe Rabbeinu ad Rabbi like Matzino Toyre Gedula b'Mokim Echad. It's a shame of it. I knew you'd like it. Who's Ben Yoyada? When which day?
It was Monday.
Okay. Nish Elder Meida. Nish not the Yot. Okay. Anyway, so the Ilmi took an Elder Meida.
He's saying it was the Rabbi the Yot.
It's Shigreizen. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so this is the interesante masim of the Tzvai Ilma. And now we go on to a new shtickle. Since we learned this Re'iyah, Reb Tanchum now takes it to the next step. I have another drosha that I'm going to learn from Re'iyah to exempt someone else. Who is that someone else? Reb Tanchum. Chayrish ba'oznei achas potem Re'iyah. This is also a chayrish with a small ches. But not because he is a shemei v'ein a medaber, a medaber v'ein a shemeya, but rather because he's only a chutzi cheirish. He hears with one ear, but he does not hear with the other ear. Is he chayiv? Is he potter? Our Mishnah just says, and according to the Braisa, that a cheirish who shemei v'ein a medaber shemeya is potter. What about as a chutzi cheirish? So Timur Reb Tanchum says he's also potter. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk be oznehem. Now once again, this oznehem doesn't appear in Hilchos Oilas Re'iyah. It's in the parish of Hakel. Where's the parish of Hakel? Shein possible voy kol Yisrael leiroi sispenei Hashem lekech mokam ashi yivchor tikras ha-toyra zois neged kol Yisrael bi oznehem. Aha. V'hai it came to choice and there yidhatach no one oizen. He doesn't have multiple oznayim, only one oizen. Therefore he's pot. Okay, and that is part of the God of Hilchis Hakel. And the male Re'ir Re'ir is part of the Hilchis Oilus Re'ir. Frank Timor, by Bosnaim, we boil the Bosnaim, the Kuli Yisrael. You cannot go and say Bosnaim tells you that every Yochid in Klai Yisrael has to have two ears, or two functioning ears. Maybe what the Torah is telling you is that Glanz Klai Yisrael together, even if Chulil Vachas, every Yid only had one ear. But if you're multiplying by 600,000, you got 600,000 ears. So Bosnaim means of Glanz Klai Yisrael. So even if a person only has one functioning ear, what's the raya? Everything more, if Bosnaim comes to tell you, Kul Yisrael, it will be Neged Kul Yisrael Nafka. But the Pasuk Shteitach, Neged Kul Yisrael be Oznehem. So you don't need the word Bosnaim. Just go and say, Read Tikkur Satoira Zois Neged Kul Yisrael. What's that? Bechum Bosnaim. The extra Bosnaim comes to say you have to take both Oznaim, both ears. Freiti Mora, Imen Neged Kul Yisrael, I'm a Minav Gavdolu Shami. Maybe if it says Neged Kol Yisrael Gesundheit, I would think even if the people cannot hear. In other words, let's say they're far away. Yeah, can I know? Grace Olam, 600,000. The guy in the back row. It's going to be hard for him to hear unless they have very good acoustics. So maybe the Pshat Bosnei means that Mizolhen, that everybody, Nishno Deheren, like Dr. Diamond says, Mizolhen, everybody should be able to hear. So that's why I need Bosnei. So tomorrow for that, of course, Rahman Bosnei. But who the Shami?
Well,
that's
it was in the open air.
Yeah, well, it started off, I believe, in the Azara, but I guess people were sitting up. Okay, so anyway, Mitchum will come to Ilkas Hakel, then invite him. Okay. Anyway, Mudu Shami Mizolhen, Evdimahu Milaman Gishmu Nafka. That I know for the man Gishmu. If you're telling me that the Bozneim come to tell you, not only do you have to be physically present, you have to be able to hear the laning of the Melech. You should be able to
hear.
We can't hear with one ear. You can. You can or you cannot?
You can.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't hear it as well, but you still can hear it.
You
can
hear
very
well.
Yeah.
The
okay.
No, but the Abishag gave his 2 years.
Baruch Hashem.
People that happen to be that one on the ear and they function. Yeah,
beautifully. Baruch Hashem. You're 100%.
You have 2 ears. How about the ears? And you
just because we learn from the mind.
Two eyes is the same.
Why is that?
See a little proof. Yes, two eyes is better than one eye. Maybe in the hearing also there's a difference.
Rabbi Sai, the drush of the Gemara is not from the Man Yishmo.
Bring an audiologist
to the Gemara. Exactly. The drush of the Chazal is not that Leman Yishmo excludes a chedesh for Oznei Achas. Because, Mr. Friedlander, you're 100% right, maybe even 1,000% right. You can have a chedesh for Oznei Achas. He is a Yishmo, a Kenhem, Givaldi, Givaldi. The ik extra word of Bi'oznehem. Since he's able to hear, why does the Torah have to add these words Bi'oznehem? Bi'oznehem comes to tell you that everybody has to have 2 ears. In other words, 2 functioning ears. What's the raya? Maybe the pasuk is only telling you that every Yidin Klal Yisrael should be there, and therefore the multitudes of Yidin should hear Bi'oznehem. Everybody with 1 ear, but if you multiply 1 ear by 600,000, you got plenty of ears. Said the Gemara, for that I don't need the Ozneim. It'd be enough just to go and say Neged Kol Yisrael. No, Neged Kol Yisrael means that the people are present even if they're wearing earplugs, or even if they're in the back of the room. So I need Bozneim that they should hear. No. For that I have Leman Yishmu. Leman Yishmu tells you that the purpose of standing there is not just to be part of the audience, but taka to hear. So if I do what I need Bozneim for, the extra Bozneim comes to tell you that everybody has to have 2 functioning ears. If you only have 1 functioning ear, you are potter men a hakel and a rea ear. It's good. So that's the first Reb Tanchum. Now I have another Reb Tanchum. By coincidence, it's the same Reb Tanchum. However, here we don't have to come on to the Re'iyah Re'iyah, because this drush is by Oilas Re'iyah alone. It's not by the case of Hakel. On Reb Tanchum, Chiger Beragle Achas. We had in our Mishnah that a Chiger is also one of the Pturim to be Oilas Regel. But what happens if he's not Chiger in both legs? He's only Chiger in one leg. Also Patam Re'iyah. How do I know? Shenemar. Because it says, Sholish Regolim Tachoy Gli Bashana. And the Gemara is dashing the word Regolim as if it says Raglayim. You have to have Gansafis. If this person is missing, it's a halva feast. Not that he's missing. But if he's a Chiger, he's already part. It's got to be Gansa Raglayim and not Epes Hinkadik. Aha. Pray to Gemara. Now this, of course, Sholish Regolim is talking about Oilas Re'iyah. It's not a drasha from Hakim. Pray to Gemara. V'Regolim Miboyle Prat Lebali Kavin. I need Regolim to tell you another drasha to go and exclude Chas V'Sholim, a person who is an amputee. What's the lashon of Bali Kavin? So if you look in Rashi, about 8 lines higher than where we are, it's about 2/3 down the Omid. Prat Lebali Kavin. Says Rashi. Kishechotchu Raglehem. If Cholila B'chas, the person had an amputated leg, Nosnu Kav Cotton, they used to put such a prosthetic device like we have today, the Soif Shoikoi, at the end of his Shoik, at the end of his knee, or the end of his thigh, the Noisman by Mukin, and they would go and put in such Shmatis inside, to act as insulation, the Soimich, Soif Shoikoi, and then the rest of his foot would lean in that, would hold in that. Aha. Okay, so I need the Regolim to tell you, a person that has 2 gizinta legs. If Cholila, the person has Nebuch an amputated leg, even though he's able to run around with the Bali Kavin, nevertheless he's excluded because of the Lashon Regolim, Raglayim. I don't have the Raglayim to tell you Lemait, a person's Chige Beragloi Achas. Everything more Ahahu, that Drosha of Prat Lebali Kavin mi Pa'omim Nafke, that I don't learn from Regolim, I learn from Pa'omim. What's my Pa'omim? Because we have 2 psukim which are similar. We have Sholish Regolim Tochag Li Bashana that we just had, and then you have the Iker Pasuk of Oilas Re'iyah Sholish Pa'omim Bashana Yeruah Kol Zechorcha El Peneyo Odin Hashem. They use the term Sholish Pa'omim. Now, of course, Pashup Shah Pa'omim means 3 times, right? Pa'am Echad, Pa'am Mesheni. What is the Gemara saying? Pa'omim. The Sanya Pa'omim Ein Pa'omim El Raglayim. The word Pa'omim also means feet. where do we see this? V'chein u'ayim, I have two drashes, two psukim. Temas n'rogel, regel, ragli oni, pam meidalim. State ragli oni, pam meidalim, and these two expressions are synonyms. Ragli oni, the reglayim, the legs of the feet of the oni, the poor person. Pam me, also the footsteps, meaning also the feet of the dalim, of the poor people. And I have another pasuk v'ayim, mayofu pam mayech bana olim bas nodit. So state pasuk that your pamayim are bana olim. Now, na'olim we all know means shoes. Mayofa pamayach, your blank is so beautiful in your shoes. Now, what's the blank? It means your legs, your feet are in the shoes, right? You don't put your nose in the shoes, you go and put your toes in the shoes. It is a chasimin, a pa'omim means feet. Ah, so therefore from the first pa'omim, I exclude the bale kavin, and from the regalim, I exclude the chige beragwe achas.
What could have said this? Pa'omim is true, it's adamas, but what could it have said? Shalosh pa'omim. Shalosh manim, maybe.
But shalosh pa'omim, 3 feet, I mean, it's a little bit strange.
No, no, it doesn't mean feet. It's adamas, the feet. It's
yeah, nobody's suggesting that you have to walk with a cane and then you have to have 3 feet. Yeah, but the anyway, but I think the Ikka Drosh is because what do you have to have two separate psukim for? You have
Sholish Regalim.
Exactly. We already say Sholish from Mashon, you're a Kozukhok. What do you have to have Sholish Regalim? Don't leave Mashon. Someone else passing. Okay, fine. I'm sorry?
I'm
in Nafka.
One
more
thing.
You know, problem. So, bottom line is I have two separate mi'utim. One mi'ut is Lamait Chige Beragli Achaz. Number two is the Baalei Kavin. So he said, how can you learn them both from the same word? Says Yomar Ataka, not learning from the same word. I'm learning from two different words. The Chige Beragli Achas, I'm a Mayit from the Sholish Regolim. Regolim is like Raglayim. That you have to therefore have good Raglayim, and a Chige Beragli Achas doesn't have good Raglayim. How do I know Baalei Kavin? That I learn from Pa'omim. Are you going to tell me Pa'omim means times? No, Pa'omim also means feet. How do I know? I have two rayas. One ray is Ragle Oni Pame Dalim, and these are synonyms. The feet of the Oni, the feet of the Dalim. Oni and Dal, of course, are basically the same. But you might have another ray. Mayofu Pamayach Ban Olam. You put your feet inside your shoes. Is a Chasim, Pa'omim means feet. Ah, so from the feet, from the Pa'omim, is Pray Lebalikat. So you're going to tell me, Efshefaket, maybe the Pa'omim is Lemayit, the Chige Beragli Achas, and maybe the Balikavin that you learn from a Golem. In other words, how are you going to say it doesn't make a difference? But Rashi zot that the reason why the Ikkar Drasha Balikavin is Pa'omim is from the second Pasuk. And that's the Chayr why the Gemara is bringing the second Pasuk. Because every time the Gemara brings two Pasukim, you always wonder, what's a Shlech mit Ein Pasuk? My Vo'imer. So Rashi says that the Vo'imer over here is because it says, Mayofu Pamayich Bana Olam. That you put the Pa'omim, you put the Raglayim into the Olam. So Dr. Rashi, Balikavin cannot put their feet into Regolim, into
Na'ilam. Because
exactly. Anybody that's hinkadik, if you ever see a person that's walking as a lame in the street, you always see that he is wearing two full shoes, right? He's not going around barefoot with one. I mean, unless he's a shikos sedraita. But normal people always wear two shoes. Mashenkin has to show him a person who's an amputee and he has such a prosthetic device, it cannot fit inside a shoe because it's a stump at the bottom, right? It's a piece of wood or whatever they wear. Anyway, so therefore, you cannot have that the Baalei Kavin have Pa'omim bin Olim inside the shoes. So the Pa'omim bin Olim comes to exclude the Baalei Kavin, and the Regolim comes to exclude the Chige Beragli Achas. Fine, Zayikit. Anyway, that was the second drasha of Reb Tancha. But now, since we brought this Pasuk of the Yafu Pamach Ben Olim Bas, now that the Gemara goes off on a tangent just for a moment, to Zogen Ashtikel Agadita. Was the Shtikel Agadita? Zogt the Gemara Dorish Olam Magich said, Mayofu Pamach Ben Olim Bas, now that Kamenoim Raglayim She Yisrael Bisho She Oilin L'Regel. When Klal Yisrael goes up to the base of Migdash Oil L'Regel, then we say about them, look how beautiful the footsteps of the people are, the feet of the people that they're walking by the Olim, the Moisen Nefesh, to go all the way from far, far away to get to Yerushalayim. Bas Nodiv, well, who's the reference to Bas Nodiv? Bitoi, Klal Yisrael, we are the children, the daughters, so to speak, of Avram Avinu. Shenikra Nodiv. How do I know that Avram Avinu is called Nodiv? Shenema, Nedive Am Nesafu, Am Elikei Avraham. Now, who are the Nedive Amim, says Rashi? This is the Kohol of the Geirim, who are Misnadev, they come voluntarily from Umayis Ha'olam to join Klal Yisrael. So these are Nedivim from Amim, from strange nations, that have now been Misnadav Libam, to join Klal Yisrael Al Gerim. So Ne'er Sofu, they all gather together. They are all considered to be the Eniklach of Avraham Avinu. Frank Timara, why are they considered to be Eniklach of Avraham Avinu? Okay, Avraham, like Yisrael Yaakov, should say all three. Elokei Avraham Shehayit Chilal Gerim. In which respect was it Chilal Gerim? It's explained to Rashi, the reason why Avraham Avinu is called Nodiv, Al-Shem Shenod Voi Lihakir Boiroi. He is the first one that had the Nedivus Halev, that on his own, he was Makas to do a Boiroi Olam of the Welt, that there's only one God, and not 10,000 gods like the Goyim learned at that time. Avraham Avinu was the one that brought our religion as a Nodu Ein God of the Welt.
He said this right before Shefer. He said this
person. I'm asking. Anyway, Anyway, beginning back to Agamemnon. So therefore, getting back to the drasha, we are now celebrating and admiring the Yidden of Klal Yisrael, that with their Nedivus Halev, with their Mesiras Nevesh, they're going from far distances. It's not like today, that if you wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, you just have to buy a plane ticket and go on the plane. In good old days, you had to go on Chamoyrim, and you had to go on Gimalim, and you had to go on boats. And it was a sakana, and you had to travel for days or for weeks, depending on where you started from. So, Mayof, Mayach, Ben Olim, all of you that are being Noidiv Leiv, Metazam, Mesiras Nevesh, you're Eniklach from Nodiv of Avraham Avinu, who was also Moshe Nevesh, who was Noidiv Leiv, to join Klal Yisrael and to recognize that Siddur, a Rabbi Nishlam of the Vat.
Good.
Yes, please, please.
He says, why do you
Very nice. You should call it.
Bells on his on the hem of his garments. He walks.
Yeah.
You hear him in the base of the
garment. Right. Palman Marava Remind. And he meant their word clinked. Ah, give us it. Like a bell. Shkoyach. Anyway. So we got off on a tangent, but remember we were dealing with Reb Tanchem, says Gemara. If we're talking about Reb Tanchem, let's bring another halach, another ashtikal garata from Reb Tanchem, even though it's not in the gear to our sugya. Omer of Kahana, Dorish, Om Nosam, Barmanyuni, Mishum, Reb Tanchem, Maidachsev, I think most of you have heard this pasuk. Very famous. Right, Baboy Reik, Ein Boy Moy, Mashishim, Baboy Reik, Ein Yadesh, Ein Boy Moy, Elamayim, Ein Boy. If my Gemara have a raya that Rashi predated our Gemara, because Gemara is just quoting Rashi. Rashi and Chumash of the Zalbazah, a borei came by Moim, am the Choshev Akrabim Yeshboy. Very good, fine. There was a Dr. Manfred Lehmann, Zechon Levracha, and he had many kisviyad of Rishonim. So he had one Rishon called Rabbeinu Ephraim, which was not published at the time, maybe by now it's been published. And he darshan Rishon darshan all the drushes of Chazal based on gematria, and he said, and I remember he showed it to me at that time. Amor reikem b'moyim is b'gematria av nechoshev akrabim yeshmoy. So all of you, if you go home, figure it out and see whether it all adds up. Okay, Tana Rabbanim.
Homework,
exactly. Yeah. Okay, anyway, Zokti Gemara, since we started talking about the inyan of Hakel, so now the Gemara tells us a story about the mitzvah of Hakel. Tana Rabbanim. Meiser Rebyechen ben Beroike, Rebeluza Chasma, Ben Chasma, Chasma, Shehochu lehatbel p'nei Rabbi Yeshua b'pkir. Both of them wanted to be mekabel p'nei Rabbi Yeshua. The reason why the man wanted to be mekabel p'nei, says Rashi, because Rabbi Yeshua was their Rebbe, and is a mitzvah to go and be mekabel p'nei Rabbi b'regel, like we had back in the Sechus Rosh Hashanah. We learned from Isha Shunamis, Madua Teileches, Eilav Hayoim, why is she going Shabbos, to Elisha, Lechoydish, Lechabbos, the mitzvah mekabel p'nei Rabbi. Okay, says Yontiv now, mekabel p'nei Rabbi. Om Lehem. So Rabbi Yeshua says now to the Talmidim, Ma Achidish Rebbe Bismedish Hayoim, tell me, Vosot the Gehet and Bismedish, it Eps Gehet, Eps Hashem Vart? Om Rulai. So they deferred very nicely to the Rebbe, and they said, Talmidecha Anu, Mimech Anu Shoyset, Zat Moichel, we didn't come to go and tell you Torah, we came to hear Torah from you, Rebbe. Isn't the Chinzah Rebbe? We came here to hear from you Torah. Amalam, so Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Avo Biken, nevertheless, it's Takazir Shein, you come with modesty, you come with anivis, but he actually was managed by Kiddush. Ishok me epis advar, teirivos it epski head. So if you want Shabbos shalmi hoisa, Which Shabbos was this? Now, of course, this is talking about on Yontif, but it could be with Shabbos and Yontif together, or maybe the Shabbos was a couple of days before.
The Regla, they also had a drosh on the...
Yoshtim. Now, this Gemara, of course, is referring back to our Gemara Masechtas Brachos, which tells us that after Ram Gamliel was initially removed from the Nesias, they appointed a Blues of Nazaria, and then after that they were Mathias, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel came back in. It was 3-1, Rabbi Gamliel 3 weeks, and then Rabbi Blues of Nazaria 1 week.
Did we have that in Shabbos that they used to dash on Yom Tov also? Remember, a whole day they waited.
Oh, you're 100% right. Why use the expression Shabbos from Yom Tov? Okay, then you
should Shabbos is a Yom Tov.
Some of them are Farshim, one of
them.
I think it's Ben Yoyada that wants to say that this story took place on Sukkot, and he asked him back on Shabbos Shuvah, what did you hear in the Shabbos Shuvah drasha? What did you hear? Okay, and it's an Ishkan Afki minute. The Shabbos Shalmi Hoysa, Shabbos Shalbluz Ben Azari Hoysa. This is one of the 4 weeks. Rav Gamliel had the other three. Blues Ben Azari had the fourth week. Which makes sense, by the way, because the Tzum Vayelech is right before Rosh Hashanah time, so it could be that Shabbos you were talking about in the Seder of the Vach. It was Shabbos.
They went out to school. They had a different Cheshbon.
Okay, it's nish. Fine. Anyway, we were talking about Parshas Hakel. Good. Umadorish bavosa degidashin. Hakel so amanosh manosh vataf. Zokti bar im anoshim boim lilmoid. The anoshim come because they want to learn from the kriyas haTorah. Noshim bois lishmoya. Women don't have a mitzvah of limud haTorah, but they have a mitzvah of tishmiyah to go in here. Fine. About taflam aboyin. What are the kleine kindlach? The 1 year olds, 2 years old, the babies. What are they here for? Can they lead in schal miviyayin to go and give schal to those that bring them? Amar lehem. So now Rabbi Yeshua said with greatest palace. Margolius toy behoisa biyerchem yazad as gewaldige stickel teira. Ubigashtem, lo abdemi many, you didn't want to tell me. How can you do that? And we'll see weiter. Now the question obviously is, why was Rabbi Shua so nispoil? Margolius toy behoisa biyerchem. These are the shiny teira. Taflam avian. They'll have his chalam avian. What's the grois achirish of here? So I saw three taiches over here. First taich is Gans Poshit. What do you do with taf? Remember, nowadays, the Spanish goites used to do the Polish goites, but apparently in the times of the Gemara, they didn't have it. So therefore, if the Anoshim and Noshim are all coming to the Beis HaMikdash for Hakel, what are you going to do with the taf? You can't leave them home by yourselves. You got to bring them. You have no choice. Nevertheless, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I know you got to bring them, but I want you to have a mitzvah to go and bring them. Rotze Kodesh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give us schusim. Lefichach hiblam toiru mitzvah. He gave us a mitzvah even though it wasn't necessary. I got to take along the tabi chadach nishka breira. That's why he was so happy to hear us do a mitzvah, mitzvah schus, mitzvah ha, givaldik, magolius type. That's one pshat. So noch a pshat from Tzvasemis. Svasem says, when the taf come into the Beis HaMikdash and the Melech is going to start laning, do you think that they're all going to listen attentively? It's not going to take more than 15 seconds or half a minute, and the children are going to go and say to the daddies or to the mummies or tatties and the mummies, they're going to go and say, they start either crying, or I want a lollipop, or I have to go to the, or I want to have to go to the basic keys, say, etc., etc. So then there are all different types of reasons why they're not going to listen, and that's going to stare the father and the mother, and the father and mother are going to say, what did I bring him along for? I want to go and hear the laning, and I have to divine and they scratch a V and somebody pushed him, and then he wants to go to sleep and he's tired and he wants to go out to play. Pshat is that we talk about a person should be mois and nefesh. If you ever go to a dinner for the yeshiva and there's a guest of honor, this guest of honor was mois and nefesh for the yeshiva. What means mois and nefesh? He gave masach geld. He gave a larger check. He didn't give only $1,000. He gave $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever. That's not mesiris nefesh. That's mesiris kesef. That's mesiris aguf. It's not mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh, looks as Vasem says, when you're willing to give away from your own neshama, from your own rachnias, for others, and particularly for your kids. And what our Gemara is telling us is that even though you would want to learn L'mashal at night, Zoyar, or Techazer, Daf Yoimi, yet a fifth time, so you should know it, Klur, but you have a child that needs tutoring and needs learning, and you have to do the homework with him, he goes first. Kid Lahav Yischal Mevi'em, to go and teach you the Mesiris Nefesh means you give away your Nefesh, your Neshama, your own Shleimas, because of the Chinuch of your children. As it says. But finally, to do a Shein Avot, fin Rabbi Yishuv fin the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada brings that in Mishnayis over the middle of Rabbi Yisai of Chagiga Gimel Amud Beis, and we just concluded that the Gemara told us that Rabbi Yishuv was nispoil, they heard such beautiful divrei Torah from the two Talmidim. Three Torahs in the name of Rabbi Blaz ben Azariah. And by the way, Barry, that's why it's Mashatak and Rabbi Blaz ben Azariah said the third Torah, because Rabbi Yishuv is saying with gracious palace, Ainder Yosef Rabbi Blaz ben Azariah Yishar B'Soichai. If Rabbi Yishuv would have said that the previous Torah, it would be hard for him to go and say that Rabbi Blaz ben Azariah is so great. So that's why it's Mash more like Rashi, not like the Mashah, but look at the Mashah. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Freitimor V'leim Relei Behedya. Why were these two Talmidim, meaning Reb Yochanan ben Broika and Reb Luza Chasma, when they came to Reb Yeshua, Reb Yeshua said to them, "Machidish hayu b'besmedish hayoyim." And they said, "No." So he asked us, "Well, we're Talmidim, me mechanu shoyisim. You should say Dvar Torah, not us." He said, "No, afu b'kain. Nevertheless, ain't besmedish b'chidish." Why didn't they want to go and speak initially on their own? Let them start speaking without him having to go and pull them and pressure them. So the Imam, I'll tell you why.
As soon as he asked them, he should have told them.
Exactly. Shouldn't have said Tamidach on or Mechon Shoyis. Exactly right. Absolutely right. And this is the Chamamish Amoyri Dekim Masa. If it wouldn't say it in the Gemara, it would be unbelievable. What was the Masa? The Sanya. Mas Reb Yosef ben Damascus, Shaholach lahakvul penei Reb Luza Balut. The same type of situation. Reb Yosef ben Damascus came to Makam upon him. Reb Luza was his Rebbe in Lud. The Meforshim says really it is a mistake. It should be Reb Lezer, because Imora says elsewhere, Achri Reb Lezer leLud. Reb Lezer was the Reuven Lud. It shouldn't be Reb Lezer. It should be Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer ben Hukkanes. Okay, Nishkanav Kimina, but Masa, so Reb Yosef comes to visit his Rebbe. Amalai. Oh, sounds familiar. Machish v'mismedish yamnu. Vosod the gehed, vosod the gilein tained in mismedish. Amalai. So he didn't say that. Tamidachanu, memechanu shoysim. He told him. Amalai nimnu v'gamru. All the Talmidim got together. Ali gizot. Amen amoyev ma'asin ma'aser oni b'shviyas. When it comes shmita year, and amen amoyev, Mizal gave him ma'aser oni. What is this all about? So you don't have to get nishkalange geshaft. We all know that min ha-toyra, when it comes shmita year, there are no trumas and there are no maestres. Why? Because there are no payers. Because everything is hefker, and if it's all
everything
hefker,
everything is maestroni.
Exactly.
Basically.
Everything belongs to everybody, so there's no mitzvah giving truma to the kohen, never giving maestro. And of course, if you're talking about the crop of shmita itself, there's no crop except for some things that which just grow wild, svichim as they call it. Anyway, nishkan afkemen. But bottom line is there is no din. What our Gemara is telling us is that unfortunately after the Chorm Beis HaMikdash, Shmita became Dirabbanan, and the reason, as the Gemara is going to say shortly, because although it was Nichbish Al Yedei, the Oilim that came in the times of Yeshua, but it wasn't through the Oile Bavel, and Kedusha Shoyna, Kedusha Lashatav, like Kitchel Asad Lavai. Anyway, so bottom line is, now Bezman Azeh, according to this, we're not passing Halacha L'maisa. According to our Gemara, the din of Shmita in Eretz Yisrael is Drabanan. And in Amon Amoyev, which means Eivor HaYardein, we have the 2.5 Shvatim of Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, Chati, Shevi, Menashe. The Drabanan said, you know what? We're going to leave those that, although it's Shmita year, we will allow people to go and plant. And instead of giving Mas Yishayni, they should give Maiser Oni. Now this is a big Chiddush. Why is it a big Chiddush? Because we never find Maiser Oni back to back 2 years in a row. Maaser Sheni, as you know, is first year and second year, then third year is Maiser Oni. And then Maiser Sheni again is fourth year, fifth year, sixth year Maiser Oni. And now you're going to do Maiser Oni in sixth year, and Maiser Oni in the seventh year.
They needed
for the Aniyim that needed the food out there in the Amunim Mayiv. Okay, that's a special Nimnu Vagam Amunim Mayiv Maaser Maiser Oni B'Shvias. This is what the Talmud Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus said to Reb Lezer. Now Reb Lezer, not only was he not impressed, on Maloy, he said to his Talmud, Yoisi, Pashoit Yedecha, stretch out your hands, the Kabbalah Necha, and receive your eyes. Parshat Pshat in the Gemara is that the eyes left their sockets and they went into their hands. All the Mepharshim say, no, this is only meant as a euphemism, we don't really mean literally, and rather their eyes got darkened. But Parshat Pshat in the Gemara, as we'll see in another few lines, is that the eyes came out. So we see already now why our two Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiker, Beluz and Chasma didn't want to have Chas V'Sholem the same type of fate, and they said, "We're not saying any Torah. These are Torah. Tamidechanu, Memechanu Shoisim." Until the Rebbe told them, "No, you have to tell me. You have to tell me." So then, only B'Shas Adchak, B'Dieved. So now we understand why they weren't Lamer Lebehedge. But let's go to the end of the story. Why is Reb Lezer so upset at them? Now, Reb Lezer is not upset at them that they said something wrong in terms of the substance of halacha, because Reb Lezer agrees with them that Amen and Moyed Ma'as and Masish Ani B'Shvias. The only thing that he disagrees with, that he says, this is Nishkan Naya Takana, this is already halacha L'moish Misinai, as we'll see in another few lines. So he's just upset about the fact that they took the kuvit for themselves, when really this is something that goes back thousands of years to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara will explain. Anyway, so after they pushed Yodah v'kibel einav, after they stretched out their hands and they were makabel there einayim, Baruch Reb Lezer v'yomar, soydishem l'reiv v'bris ala haidim. Kaddish Baruch is giving me this sod, and now it's my bris, it's my duty to go and shear it to be my dear. Amalai, leichem olehem. So he said now to Reb Yosef in Damascus, go back to the Bismedish where you came from, and tell them, al techushu l'minyanechem. Remember, we started off, nimnu v'gomru. Go and tell you, forget about your minion. Kach mikublani Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, shishom mirabbi, v'rabbi mirabbi, hilchasa le'moyshe mi'sinai, amen amoy ma'asim ma'as oni b'shvi'es. Just like you said. But now Nimnu Vagomer with Tanai is ach. This is an old Tanai, sir. Ma Tam. What's the reason why? Habi Krochem Kovshu Oyel Mitzrayim, but they Kovshim Oylei Bavel. Many of the cities were captured by Oyel Mitzrayim, but not by the Oylei Bavel. The Neishik Gedusha Rishonah Kishul Shalav Kishul Also Love It. Meaning that when they came up in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, they decided not to go and capture back all of the cities that had originally been captured in the times of Yeshua. They left some others. They left some. Aha. Veinichom. Why would they leave them over? So that when it came Shmita Yor, that they didn't have to go and do Shmita like the rest of Eretz Yisrael, but rather it has a status like Chutzlaret, like you say, and they should give Maser. Honey, not Mamish Chutzlaret. Chutzlaret, we don't have to give Trumas and Maisers, but Zakwezai Chutzlaret, it should be a din of Maser Ani. Anyway, as you can see, Reb Lezer was very heated up, and that's why he said, "Pshoit einecha, pshoit raglecha, yadecha, v'kabel einecha." Tanul achshis yash v'daitoi. After he had yishuv das, in other words, after he cooled off, "Ama yiratzayin shiachsru eina Yosef lemekayman," that the Yosef should return to the place. V'chazem Baruch Hashem is tricky came in, but the two on the Amud Aleph, I guess, were nervous that maybe only the first part would be Mekoyim and not the second part. They didn't want to get involved. Ain't same chanal anes, right? Okay.
Means even when they first came to Eretz Yisrael, this was the halacha.
Zitzachos. You have to look at this, a long Rashi, long Toises over here. But Zitzachos, that already at that time when Yeshua came up, in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they were Mekadosh again. Because Loi Kitcher was a lover, they had to do a new Kedusha. Kitcher Rishoy and Loi Kitcher, they had to do a Kedusha Shnia. But apparently they didn't do
it. Bizman.
Bizman Yeshua, but apparently they did not do a Kedusha Shnia on Ever Yad and Amen Amoyev, so that there they developed the Masa.
Yeshua is the first.
Evada, we're talking about now the Zman of Rezin Nechemiah.
Was
up there?
Kitchen
Rishonah was the time of Yeshua. When the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, they were Kaddish, all the Orem and all the Krachim and all the cities and everything.
And
the second one was time of Ezra Nechemiah. As in Nehemiah's time, Loi Kitchel also Lavai, so they did not do a second Kedusha. So where they were Makadish, making a new sanctification, they did it. But those places they didn't do it. So most of Eretz Yisrael, yes, they did. But a lot of places, like in Amun and Moab, they left them and they said, this will not.
In the time of Yeshua, it was also left? It wasn't.
No, time of Yeshua, everything. Everything was Makadish, including Eber Yad, and everything was Makadish.
So that all dissipated
after.
Did Maisa Ani back then as well?
No. Then it was Shmitin in Eiver Yad, just like in Eretz Yisrael. The Aloch Mishinah was said that the din of Kedusha Rishoyna, Loi Kitchel Los and Lovay, so if Eden will be Mekadosh, it'll have the same status of Eretz Yisrael. But if they're not Mekadosh, it won't have the status of Eretz Yisrael. What will the status be? It'll be like Quasi Chutz Laretz. That in the seventh year, we the Chacham will be able to institute give Maser Ani and not Maser Sheni.
Just in general, not specifically about this.
I don't know how detailed the
remember the Amun and Moyed they had already taken.
Yeah.
Previously, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu had already taken that.
Lack of Moshe was clear. Okay, good.
Here is such a shoot.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Tan Rabbanon. One final shtickle Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. And this is Leibidik Musumretu Vengashoite. Ah, Eizo Shoite. What's the definition? We had our Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, we finally finished with Chedesh. We started Chut, Hakal, Chayam, Bariah, Chut, Mechedesh, Shoite, Kan. So Chedesh, we started off today. Doesn't mean any Badav, any Shemay, any Shemayel, or Shemay, any Badav, and that. We're finished with Chedesh. And now on to Shoite. Question, what's the definition of a Shoite? Zot Yimara, state the Brysa, Hayoitz Yechide Belayla, a person who goes out by himself at night. Nowadays, of course, we have the lights outside, right? They have the big lights on the pole. But in the good old days, there was no such thing. So you went out by yourself at night, you can't see anything at night. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and we had the Yom Kippur Mechama, and there was a rule that all the electric lights throughout Eretz Yisrael had to either be turned off, or they had to be covered. All the traffic lights, no lights. All the regular public street lights, lamps, all of them were dark, because they didn't want the enemies, Cholila, to go and drop bombs. When they would see lights, they drop a bomb on all the cities in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, everything was dark. It was very difficult for cars to even drive. They couldn't drive with their full lights, only with their parking lights. And there were no traffic lights at the end of each block of red and green. And so everybody had to be very nervous. So you're going to say, have policemen stand there, hold the policemen who are in the army. Everybody was called up. So it was a very, very difficult situation. Even at home, if you had electric lights, you could only put them on if you put up in front of your windows shutters that shut it out totally, that you couldn't see. So it was mamish like a blackout. So I remember going from to the smedish to the dormitory, which was twice 100 feet, which normally a person could sprint in 15, 20 seconds. It took us sometimes 5 minutes because we couldn't see anything. So when there was the middle of the month, when you had the moon, you had the Levana, then you were able to see, Baruch Hashem. So right after Yom Kippur, was of course going towards Sukkot, you were able to see. But after Sukkot ended, and now you're getting towards the end of the month, mamish, you couldn't see anything. You couldn't see anything. Levana was so small, you couldn't see your hands in front of your face. So that was the first time when was appreciated the inyan of all of the traffic lights and the oil halavana, lahavdil, and all the lamps in the street. So if a person yotzi yichida b'layla and it's totally pitch black, is a chedreit. Why is he going outside at night? It's dangerous, you know. They didn't have paved roads. A person could fall into a pothole and kill himself. Is a chameshigina. V'alom the basic kvar is a person who at night, ashes dafka b'layla. Apparently during the day there's nishkefelech, but a person at night who goes to the cemetery, why does he want to lie down in the cemetery? Mizinan ashoit. So a person that goes, I'm sorry.
The story of Ruchos.
A person who goes and tears his clothing, not for Avelis, Stamazaya, and I'm shaking it. So all these things are shtuyas. Now the obvious question is, to be a confirmed shaita, do you have to do all three?
Or is one of the three
enough? And there's a machlokes. It maravuna amad shihu kulam basachas. He's got to do all three. Rabbi Yechon Amar afil basachas. Even one. It's a great thing. Tell me what the case is. If he's doing these three things and mizeta from the way he's doing is a meshigina, one should be enough. You don't have to have three. If he seems to be doing things normally, so if he seems to have a bona fide reason for he's going out at night because he lost something, there's no room at home, or whatever it happens to be. So all the three things are shtuyos. However, by each one of the three, I could be malamid chus on this fellow that he's not doing it because he's a shigina, he's a shaita, but he had a bona fide reason. We don't appreciate the reasons, but he had a good, legitimate reason. Sigmar zot lamasha. What's the reason why the person's lambek zefaris? He wants to get a ruach tuma. As a chameshigina. Now, what's a ruach tuma? You see the last Rashi, ruach shindalid. She sayu liyos machashiv. He is now in kishiv 101 in his local school, and he wants to know kishiv. And the teacher, the professor, told him, "You want to know kishiv? The best thing is go to the beis achaim and sleep there overnight. You'll feel the ruach tuma. You'll be elevated. You'll be denigrated. You'll go up. You'll go down. Whatever. Anyway." We look at this as a Mishigana, but he has his own rational reason why he's doing it. But Yoitzi Yechide Belayla, Eimer Gandrifis Achtei. What says Gandrifis? Rashi says Tupshotim. Either that the person is very depressed, or says Rashi, because he is very heated up. He didn't have the air conditioner broke at home. He's very hot, and he's going outside for some cool air. So not because he's at Mishigana Tzidraita. Push it either because he's Nebuch, he has some depression, mitach daga, or says Rashi, neschamim gufay. Izach Weitz, he has some rational reason why he's going outside. V'mekareis ksusoy. The reason why he's tore his clothing is just poshut. He is such, he's always immersed in, so he's as ashtikl eccentric. Whenever he's walking, it looks like he's spaced out. So, with, I'm sorry? Whatever, yeah. Anyway, so the point is, yeah, come on, get upset. Anyway, so he goes by a wall or by a fence, and the his jacket gets caught on something. He doesn't even realize, he just continues walking. Hey, what happened to my jacket? Half of it is missing now. He's just kind of spaced out. Yeah, what's up there?
He learned about a comma that another kid doesn't show that someone gives something of value and he throws it away.
We're not finished. Anyway, see, what is this? Yeah.
Rav Chazan was the biggest liar.
Rav Chazan, yeah.
He used to walk into walls.
In Lenin. Yeah. Anyway, says Zokti Mar, Vakim Davdin Lekula, if he does all three, Havluhu Kimishinoga Sharva Chamar Vigoma Vanasimud Lakot. Any one of them on their own, even though he's doing it derech shtus, nevertheless, I could be Malamet Chus and give up some rationale. But if he's doing all three, to go and say that he's, number one, he's trying to learn Hilchas Kishuf now. Number two, that tonight he was very, very heated up. And number three, that he's a Baal Machshavas, doesn't sound right. So therefore, going back to Masechtas Bava Kamma, where Bava Kamma says that if we want to make a Shoron to Shoron Mu'ed, normally it's got to be three of the same, that he's Negeach, three Shvarim, or three Chamoirim, or three Gamalim. However, there's one Mandiyama that says, if you see that he does not discriminate, but this Shor shtoises everything, Ach Shor, Mitach Hamor, Mitach Gomol, these are Mu'ed Lakot. So here too, since this Shoyte does all three, he becomes Mu'ed Lakot. But now, Freitig Marmar Papa. Says Rapapa, now Rapapa is quoting what Barry just said now. Ishmiel, Rav Huna, Hadassani, we have in the Braisa. Is those Shoyte? What's the definition of Shoyte? Zama'abit kolmash noisnim loy. Also, I have a Braisa that defines what a Shoyte is. If that's the case, have a Hadabay. If he would have heard that, he would have had Charata. Now, who's Ishmiel and Rav Huna? Because back on the Amid Beis, Rav Huna said that you have to do all three. It was also a Braisa, but we had a Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna said, Achihu, Kulam and Bazach, you have to do all three. And Rav Yochanan said, even one. Zokti Mora, had he heard this Braisa only mentions one, he would have agreed that you only have to have one. You don't have to have all three. But Freiti Mora, he boyulahu. Ki Abahadabe, one, he would have had Charata. Mi Mekarek, Susa, who to have Abahadabe, would he only have changed his mind on that one, the Damulaha, meaning that Braisa Ma'abid Komasha Noisim Loi, that he loses everything that he has. That's like Mikarei Ksusai. Because Mikarei Ksusai is also a case of he's Ma'abid Masha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him this clothing, and he's Ma'abid it by not thinking. So therefore, maybe on this single one, the Gemara meant to say, Zet Rapapa, if Rav Huna would have heard this Braisa, he would have said Mikarei Ksusai is enough. You don't need the other two. But Eina Chanami, if he had one of the other two, then Itaka has to have two or three. It's not enough just one. Is Freiti Mara, Iboiluki, have a Hodabe, Mikarek, Susu, have a Hodabe, the Damilahot. Or the Mikula, have a Hodabe. In other words, by each one of them, he would have said, no, one is enough. Just like I see Mikarek, Susu is enough. So maybe Lan Balayla is also enough. But Besachayim, or maybe also Yoshechid Balayla is enough. So basically, more take, Utishbi Taritz, you let us know. To become a Shoitzer, it has to be all three or just one. Rav Hanani ben Akasha Oimer, Rotzak, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakas,